Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is on cellular memory. When I started learning about cellular memory, it was so exciting for me. I suppose that for one reason is that it allowed me to experience an inner power that I didn't know I had, or more importantly, a reminder that I have always had an inner power. So, what is cellular memory? Put simply, it is where past life memories are stored. Think of cellular memory as a blueprint for our mental, emotional, and spiritual states of being. As we know, cells are energy, and because energy never dies, but transitions and grows and moves, then the same can be said for our cells. And just as our bodies need food and sunlight, our cells, which are manifestation of light and sound, they need a greater source to fuel it, which is universal energy, God's source energy. So I came across a piece of information about the hologram and the three cells of the human being: mind, body, and spirit. All memories of all past lives a person ever lived is stored inside the vast hologram DNA of the subconscious mind. Your cells remember all your past lives, as well as this lifetime. So as we grow and change and develop and expand, your cells constantly update your personal data. And it makes sense to me, especially if you were one who believes in reincarnation, as I do. I remember hearing this years ago about prodigies. You know, why are there child prodigies? And are they just these special beings? And my gosh, there's a five-year-old child who knows Mozart and can do it blindfolded. And what is that about? Well, it's my personal belief that in a previous lifetime, they probably worked their whole life, and died probably at the age of 80 with this wonderful talent, and then reborn again to continue the talent. And they're just getting it right out the gate this time. And your cells remember that. They remember your talents. They remember your gifts from previous lifetimes. Now, I know that I've talked about chakras in another podcast. And so I just want to interject here again about chakras, which are our energy centers. They are constantly nourishing our cells, C-E-L-L-S, cells, with universal energy, which is source energy. So when our chakras are blocked, our cells do not receive proper nourishment. And without proper food, your cells become a breeding ground for disease, disorder, illness. Everything is vibrational, and your emotional condition holds a certain vibration that your cells are responding to. Illness reflects a person's decision to stay stuck. I'm going to repeat that. Illness reflects a person's decision to stay stuck. So because our cells grow and die, we have the ability every single day to make the decision on whether we will be in a state of wellness or not. And why we feel pain in our body is because the cell is calling for energy that we are resisting. And resistance supports negative emotions, and negative emotions supports resistance, and it becomes a cycle that must be broken. So cells have experience, they have memory. When you have a condition, you know, do you say, this is getting worse, or what am I going to do, or it's never going to get better? Your pain will increase because of your thoughts. Your pain will increase because of your thoughts, what you're thinking. However, with positive thoughts, Cells are calling source energy faster and faster towards your condition. And when resistance, which is negative thinking, leaves, so does the pain. And if you start to feel pain again, stop and ask yourself, what were you just thinking about? What were you just thinking about? If you get a sore throat, think back to the day before, the week before. Were you yelling? Was there a conversation that you needed to have but you didn't? Where did you not allow your throat chakra, your true center, to say what it needed to say? And so you block that. And so we get a sore throat. But again, it's there as a reminder. I remember when I was it wasn't that long ago that I'm glad it's far enough away that I've learned the lesson. I was getting UTIs, urinary tract infections. My urologist couldn't figure it out. We did everything. This, take your cranberry, do everything. Until I stopped and recognized, wait a minute, I'm actually pissed off. I was going through a personal thing. I was angry. I was mad. So urinary tract infections actually mean that you are pissed off, that you're just angry, and your body is trying to get your attention to say, wait a minute, I think you're grieving here. I think you're sad here. What can we do as a team to make you better? So when I recognized that it was an emotional state, I have never had one since. I have never had one since. And that's saying something. So again, what you think is a direct relation to what's going to happen with your body. So my negative thinking, my pissy thinking, was literally affecting my body. You know, and everything in our lives is about contrast. Love, hate, black, white, up, down, and so on. And so we would learn absolutely nothing without contrast in our lives. Well, our cells are no different. And they are living in contrasting conditions all the time. But we just need to have a sense of balance. Why is being healthy an anomaly? Why is it the exception to the rule? No one should be sick long term. And I say long term because illness and pain are still some of our greatest teachers. I know it has been for me. However, we learn the lesson and move on instead of getting stuck in the same old vibration. So it does require awareness of where you are and a willingness to improve your vibrational state of being. So with that said, you know, what can we do? How can we help the situation? Well, you know what? Love. Love gives your cells life. Joy. A purpose in life does. Creativity. Laughter. Music. Nature. And I get it, it's not always easy to do, and it's not a quick fix. You know, sometimes lessons are not a quick fix. It will get better the faster you become aware, pay attention, and have a willingness to want to improve your state. And so little by little, find a piece of joy. In your pain, just move slightly towards the positive. Even if it's watching something funny on TV, even if it's visiting with a friend, just a little bit. So you're just moving that needle ever so slightly. And then once that needle gets momentum, it will keep going and going and going. And you'll start to feel better, which will encourage you to think better And with your attitude, your body and your cells do respond. So you're going to want to speak to your cells of your physical body. You're going to want to send light to your cells. So just picture all tons of cells within your body and just picture them flooding with light and tell them it's okay to release old energy. I no longer need the lesson. I am free to move on and I give myself permission to feel joy. And when you do this, you own the responsibility of your life, of your body. You own your own alignment. You own your wellness. You own your lessons, which pain taught you. And you own your empowerment. And when you have a sense of empowerment, guess what happens? You become a teacher for others. Your pain, your test becomes a testimony. So that's exciting into itself is, oh, so I went through this not only to learn my own stuff, but I can then turn around and be of service to other people. And that's awesome. So own your sense of empowerment. Absolutely. And so by being in the moment, which is being mindful. Am I mindful? And your conscious conditioning, which are, am I making good decisions? Do I have a positive attitude? Your body will remove the unwanted data. Doesn't need it. And it replaces it with more empowering ways of being. So again, we're going to want to acknowledge the pain, acknowledge what's going on in our body, figure out, you know, what chakra it is, what does it represent? What is my lesson? What am I supposed to learn? And then ask to be released from the pain. You have to ask. Say, okay, cells, I give you permission to release the pain. I no longer need it. Thank you for my lesson. I get it. And then not to go back to the old state of being. You know, it's like a rubber band. You stretch it, wing, it will go right back. So until you can authentically say, yep, I have learned this lesson. I have learned it. I've experienced it. And I'm willing to let it go. Because a healthy body and my healthy cells have such a more positive vibration. And it will lead me into the life that I'm meant to lead. So again, pain is a teacher. It's okay to have the scrapes and the bumps and the oops and the so forth. But don't stay there. Don't stay there. So until next time, all my love and light your way. And as always, many blessings.